Shabbat. L'Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir in our Mishnah, the Yom HaKiddushin, Pasley, Rav Meir holds in our Mishnah, that was the first bit of our Mishnah, that if a Amona marries a Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, or a Kohen marries a Gerusha, even though she's a Bas Kohen, as soon as they have Kiddushin, right away she's also from eating Truma. So Melu Adin Chupa Nami Pasla. If they just make Chupa without Bia, Havada the Chupa also passes. So Rashi here learns Chupa V'loi Kiddushin Nami Pasla. Here Rashi says Mash from the... Here. This is Rashi Shita. That we're talking about now with Chupa without Kiddushin. Sam Yoni Me Chupa. So according to Rav Meir, that Kiddushin passes, who are then chupa without kedusha would also pass along. The Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the Yarmi kedusha le pasli. But now, Mishnah, they say if a kohen marries a gerusha, since he didn't live with her yet, and she's the bas kohen, she's still lari truma. So I'll tell you chupa now, me lo pasla. As according to Rabbi Lezer, it's only if you have via with her that she becomes a chalala. So just like kedusha doesn't make her a chalala, who are then chupa now? And this Gemara says, no, what's the sushto mimai? What's your raya? Dilma may be yad, kamla kamra may host a melo de kedushin, de kanyalo. Only if you make kedushin with a kesa kedushin, star kedushin, bio, then you kind of. Alva chupa de loikono loloi, but chupa that's not kind of no. So this is what Tosafot doesn't like about Rashi, because if chupa is kind of to make a kenya kedushin, it's real a machlekes the Gemara kedushin. And we think hold, come on, a lot of money hold the chupa is kind of. So Rashi learns a sugi now, the Gemara is saying here, chupa is loikono. So it comes out that chupa is not koina. So therefore there's no right to Rameya. When does Rameya say she becomes also tichruma? When you have a kedushin. But over here, without kedushin, just chupa, chupa is not koina. Like Rashi says, chupa in the koina b'loi kesim, oishtara kedushin b'ya. These are parakam with the kedushin. Even though it's a shalom over there, so Rashi learns, our Gemara is going according to the Mandi Yama, that chupa is loikono. And vayti nami maybe ad kam lo kam Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon hosim elab gedushin to like crave a labia. When did Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon say in our Mishnah if the Kohen Gadol only married the Amona she could still eat truma? That's only because all he had was kedushin. That's not close enough to be at the pasla. Avu chupa the crave a labia, but with a Kohen Gadol made a chupa with the Amona, and chupa is called a tchilas bia. It's crave is close to the bia. His hachin army the pasla. Maybe Takashi would become pasla. So maybe you have no right the machlekes of yesh chupa lepsulais is totally machlekes now mishnah. Maybe now mishnah is not totally our machlekes. The mishnah is only by kedushin. For you have a chupa, could be the svar just the opposite. One svar is chupa is not kerner at all, so therefore she does not puzzle. And the other svar is no. We look at Rabbi Lezer Shimon. Since chupa is called chilas bia, chul is like a kravus lebia, so maybe chupa would pass along. So maybe chupa would be worse than kedushin. So Miller can't bring any proof for this halacha of yesh chupa lepsulais. It's all the machlokes now mishnah, Reb Lezer and Reb Meir. But the eliyikalei b'plukta dani tanoi. If you want to say it's all the machlokes tanoim, it could be another machlokes tanoim. All right, we'll stop over here. You're holding Gemara daf nun ches somer aleph. Again, last Gemara we had was that. Amar Rami Bachoma Yesh Chup Lepsulois is born with Machlokes Ramei of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. We once said it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If there's such a thing as Yesh Chup Lepsulois or not, if you make a chupa with an ish that's psula to you, are you kind her or not? So Gemara wants to say it's Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara says no, it's not totally not Machlokes. The Gemara said reasons why. Either chupa is not kind of at all, or else even according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, could be chupa is more lepsul, because chupa is called the crave on the bia. So now we're up to six lines down. Elo yikul lemeimu beflukto tani tanoi. If you want to say there's a machlekes tanoim someplace about this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if you say yesh chupa lepsulis, I mean let's say a kohen gadol takes an amona and he makes chupa with her. Is he kainer or not? You say yesh chupa is a king of chupa lepsulis if this is possible to you. So we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara wants to say, maybe it's also Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya would not like this. It says, Nisu, if a Kohen married, Zu Vizu, two wives, this or that one. What does it mean? Ksheris of Psulis, he married a Koshadika wife, a regular wife, and he also married a Grusha. Or Shenichnusu Lechupa, or else the Kohen made Chupa with them. For Loi Nivalu, and he did not have Bia, didn't live with them yet, he only had Chupa with them. So it says clearly in the Braisa, Oichelis Mishaloi, Fiachelis Petruma. You have a right to eat from themselves, By Chelas Mishaloi is the Pshat Rashi says the chupa le poslo. The chupa does not pasl them. In other words, Mishaloi poslo means that if they're a bas Yisrael, if they're a bas koin, they're allowed to still eat truma. For Chelas Mishaloi means lo yitzuya, or Chelas Mishaloi poslo means else that she has a din like a wife to receive the panosa from her husband. But it says a component that she does eat truma. Now, nichnesu, since it says loshen nichnesu, michlal de nisu mamish, mashmi mamish made nesuyin with him. That's the most kasha, how could that be? Like if you have nesuyin, so if the koyin lived with the gerusha, pshiti made her into a chalala. So it's like a kasha now. How could you say nisu mamish, pshita, about it she becomes possible? The Rashi says, michlal de nisu mamish, Vibila bitmiya, that's a kasha. It's on top of Rashi. Vichibiya bipsula miikula mandiyama de leposla. Mitruma divinosa. Even if she's a bas koyin. But lamaisha, now she's a gerusha. If a koyin lives with her, it's an avera, the koyin makes her into a halola. And she loses the kedusha, she can't eat truma anymore. So how could you say over here, nisu, still she eats truma? So where it says El Alav doesn't mean to say Kagoyin She Nichnasu L'Chupa V'Lo Nivlu. Not that Imamish made Nisu and Imamish lived with them. We're talking about all they did is just made Chupa. In other words, the Kayin, they had a Gerusha and he made Kedushin and now he made a Chupa with her. But V'Lo Nivlu, he did not have beer with her. Well, Katani, and still the Brisa says Eichelis Mishaloi V'Yechelis Betruma, that she eats from him, in other words, she has a parnasa from him, and she also eats truma, you see clearly that you ain't chupa l'psulais. Or if I can't, I mean, the chur tzaraya yesh chupa l'psulais, tzaraya chupa is a kinyin that she could eat truma. Or I call upon him, the chupa does not pass a law that she still allowed to eat truma, gratis of the chelos mishaloi, the chupa does not pass a law. So if you say yesh chupa l'psulais or not, you see here what Mal Yom says, the chupa does not pass a law. Now this the Gemara says, that the next bride, next time it says, Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, she Rabbi Yechanan Ben Baruch Oimer, he says like this, that kol should be yosa machilosa, if the kohen will live with her, have be with her, still she'll be able to teach truma, like if she's not a gerusha, if she's an isha, that's kshayra to the kohen, so then we say, chuposa machilosa, the chupa is a kinyan, and she can eat truma because of the kinyan chupa. But the whole shein biyasa machilasa, like over here, where the kohen is marrying the gerusha. If the kohen lives with the gerusha, has the biya with her, pshita she becomes a chalala, and she can't eat truma anymore. So in this case, Rabbi Shmuel holds that ein chuposa machilasa. In this case, you say ein chupa lepsulais. The chupa is not a good kinyan, she cannot eat truma because of the chupa. So you see, there's a machlokes on a comment of Rabbi Shmuel over here. If you say yesh chupa l'psulas, she could eat because of the chupa, or you say ain chupa l'psulas, the chupa is not koina. So the machur machlokes Rav and Shmuel before. If you say yesh chupa or ain chupa by psula, is telling this machlokes over here on a comment of Rabbi Shmuel. So Mora says no. Mimai, what's the proof? And Rashi says, and the Rabbi Shmuel says ain chupa semechlosi means imbasi swirly. Let's say the Kohen is marrying now a Bas Yisrael. The Aliba the Mishnah Achrena that's not in business or Achrena Momru, and Isha Chalas Betruma, she tichonos the Chuppah. So she told they have Chuppah. The Yomar Rabbi Yishmah, Yishmah says there is no Chuppah Psula, Eino Machelis, since here she's a Gerusha, so if the Kohen will live with her, she'll become a Chalala, she won't be able to eat Truma. So now when the Kohen just makes Chuppah with her, it's also not Kohenah. Vuadin Bia, the same thing Bia also. Midamakish Chupala Bia. Mashma di Imbas Koyini, Chupa Paislasa Kibiyasai, that the Chupa has the same malacha like a Bia, the Chupa would pass along. So, here you have a machlaikis, if Yesh Chupala Psula Sanat, where a Koyin takes a Gerusha and makes Chupa with her, is the Chupa Koyina, or the Chupa is not Koyina? So, Mora says, no, Mimai, what's the proof? Dilma Rabbi Yishmael, Benoish Rabbi Yechon Ben Baruka, Rabbi Meir Svirulei. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yomer he holds Kedushin La Yochla, that Kedushin also she cannot eat. In other words, maybe everybody holds Yesh Chupa L'Psulas. There is a Kinyan Chupa here.
even though the Isha is Psula, she's a Gerusha to a Kohen, still if the Kohen makes a Chuppah, maybe everybody holds Yesh Chuppah, there is a Kinyan Chuppah. If there's a Kinyan Chuppah, so the Kohen owns alike, so if so, it's called Kinyan Kasboy, so why does the Mishmol say that his wife cannot eat Truma? The Chula did not have Bia yet, so she's not Psula. So why can't she eat Truma? So Gemara says, maybe because he holds like Rav Meir Shikta, if we had on the Mishnah. Rav Meir says that if the Kohen's only Mekadesh the Grusha, also she can't eat Truma anymore. Shomeris, Levi Psula, can't eat. So maybe everybody holds Yesh Chupal Psulais, and the Machlekes only is, does the Kinya Pasla or not? So Gemara says, if that's true, then Hai Kol Shein Biyosa Machilosoi, Ein Chuposa Machilosoi, why did Rabbi Shmuel say this Lashon? So whatever, if they have Biyah, she can't eat. So now Chupralon also makes it that she can't eat Truma. He should have said stronger. If Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav Meir and our Mishnah, even a Kedushin says that she can't eat Truma, he should have said a Lashon like this, that Kol Shein Biyosa Machilosoi, Ein Kaspo Machilosoi Miboylei. That's what he should have said. Anytime she's a Mishtameris Labiya Psula, that means anytime if the Kohen will mamish live with her, she'll become a Chalala, like here, a Kohen to a Grusha. She won't be able to eat Truma, she'll become a Chalala. So what in Kaspa? He's not only Chuppah, but even Kesef Kedushin. If you just make Kedushin with him, also she won't be able to eat Truma. If Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir, he should have said a bigger chiddush. Not only does Chuppah make a posel teach Truma, but even Kesef Kedushin, if you just Mekadisha, that was Rabbi Meir's svar in the Mishnah. That's called the Mishtameres Labiya Psula. Lamaisa, she's Mishtameres, she's waiting, like to have a husband, that when she has Biyah with him, she'll become a Chalala. So even right now, the Shas Kedushin, she's also not Larit. So most of that's not such a kasha. Dilma, maybe, I did the Yom HaTanakama. Chuppah, since HaTanakama says a Chiddush, that even though the Kohen made Chuppah with her, still Chuppah is Kohena, and she's Lari Truma, Omar Iyo Nami, that's what Rabbi Shmuel answered back and said, you should know, the Nami Chuppah, he says no, that the Chuppah, passes her, she can't eat Truma. But maybe not the Pshat that Rabbi Shmuel holds, ain't Chuppah Lepsulais, maybe also agrees that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulais, there is a king in Chuppah. But the reason why she does not eat Truma, because Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir, that the Kinyan alone, even without a Biyam, also passes on that she can't eat Truma. And the reason why he said Lashon HaChuppah, and he didn't say the bigger Chiddush of the Kinyan Kesev, as Gosin Tanakama used the word Chuppah, and that's a Chiddush according to him, that even though the Kohen made Chuppah with her, she could eat Truma, Rabbi Shmuel the opposite way also uses the word Chuppah. But really, it's Lav Dalka Chuppah, who I didn't even a Kedushin, would also make her also teach Truma Midrabbonim. So again, we don't have any clear machlekes tanoim, and this is sort of the old yesh chuppah lepsulos or rein chuppah lepsulos. So we're like this now. Omer Rav Amram, ha milsa. Rav Amram said over that these words ha milsa. Omer long Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us over a chiddush the yanarino lienayim imastisin, and he lit up our eyes from the Mishnah. In other words, don't bring up machlekes here whether you say yesh chuppah lepsulos or not. Where's the proof in the Mishnah? He brought a proof in the Mishnah that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. He brought a proof in the Mishnah to Rav at least, like Rav Shita was, Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. Even though the Isha is possible to you, like a Kohen marrying a Grusha, and when he makes Chuppah with her, still we say Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos, the Chuppah is a Kenyan, and she will be able to eat Truma. Where's the Raya to Rav that you hold Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos? The time of Tuna, we learned in the Mishnah and said it like this. There we dash in Omein Shloi Satisi, Arusa. The Saita, when the Kohen tells you, you know, swear, makes a swear, did you live with this? Did you live with this? Or would you live with this man? So she swears and says, no, Omein. So the Postik says, Rashi's Omein means Omein Shrei Zimna. The Postik says that she answers back two times, Omein, Omein. So it's for Rabbi's Kolani. It comes to include, not only does she have to swear, like to say yes, I did not live with this man, but she has to swear to a lot of things also. What does she have to also swear to? That, Omei, she has to say, Shaloi Satisi Arusa. I did not have any znus when I was in Arusa, even without Nisuyin. Just when the husband made Kedushin with her, she has to swear also. Un Nisuyah, who I did after Nisuyin, after her husband lived with her, she has to swear she did not live with anybody else. Shemeres Yavam.
Let's say in a case where the brother died, and his wife now is a Shemeres Yavam to the brother that's alive. So she has to swear that at that time when she was a Shemeres Yavam, she did not live with anybody else. Ukenusa, whereas after the Shemeres Yavam, after the Yavam made beer with her, from then on also she did not live with anybody else. The Rashi says, Shemeres Yavam, Ukenusa, Kloima. V'yemoysa Yavimtoi, V'konsa Yavam, and then the Yavam is Miyabimah. Now, if he has a doubt that maybe she's a soita, mashka iso mashviya afalstira shenistra b'yodah shmeres yavan. Like, ika soita is, after you have nisun, you have to live with your husband, if you have doubt that she lived with another husband, so another man, so you make her swear. Now, once she swears, you can make her swear, I want you to swear to me that you do not live with any man, even b'shas you are shmeres yavan. Not only after I was miyabim you, but even before, as soon as your husband died, my brother, I want you to swear you did not live with anybody else. Now, umayim boitke moisa, the mayim helps al shtayim, the mayim proves that if she drinks the water, nothing happens to her, that's a proof that she's clear. So Rashi says, why? So im zanoi b'yoyde shemeres yavim, because if she would have had znus, which was a shemeres yavim, asura lov, then she would become osa, she's like a saita to her, to the brother. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita, where Chayva Lavin Kedushin is not Chal. To Mishav Yilo Yivom Lashuk. Now Yivom Lashuk means when your brother dies, his wife, even before you Miyabmam, there's a law, she can't get married to anybody else. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Mamish Keshis Ish. Heichid Yeshis Ish, Mr. Sura Gavra Biznus, just like a regular Eshis Ish when she's married. If she lives with another man, she's also to a husband. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Shemeres Yavam Nami, Mrs. Ra Yavama. A Shemeres Yavam also, she becomes also to the Yavam. Therefore, since she would become also, she has Nus, you by Stira now, but by sight you let us make a swear, Amen, that she did not have Znus then. Yeah. Now, if Mark explains now, Haya Ru Sechidomi, what's the case that by a sight we make a swear that she did not have znus when she was only an arusa? Ilay medekani lo kishi arusa, that a husband, after he made kedushin with her, he saw her going with another man, so he gave a kino, he warned her, like he told her, I'm jealous, don't go with that man. Dekani lo kishi arusa, v'komash lo kishi arusa, and he made her drink the water when he's only as arusa, when she's only kedushin, now with nesuya, not with the chuppah yet. For the Gemara, could that be? Arusa bas nishti? If an isha only has kedushin, could she drink the water of the Me'amorim? If you are Tanam, would learn like this, the Gemara in Saita. Arusa, if an isha only has kedushin, for Shemeres Yavam, or else when your husband died, the brother died, and the other brother did not make yibim yet. If he has a doubt that she has nus, halacha is loy shaisais. They do not drink the Me'amorim. For the noitles ksuba, they do not take a ksuba either. Rashi learns ksuba means even if she has nus, that he has to get rid of it, because of her, he has to get rid of her. She is garment, therefore she does not get a ksuba. And the locker is why? Like Shaisis Rashi says, the binyan tachas ishech. The pasuk says, a saita is only if you live with your wife already. If the husband had nisuyim with his wife, and now we find out that she's with another man, now there's a shayla of a saita. But before the husband lived with his wife, there's no din saita, there's no din me'amorim at least. See, if you only have arus, you only have kedushin with her, there's no din of mehamor. So, Lukura, that can't be the case of an arusa, that you gave a kino and your mashka when she's an arusa. Elo, the case has to be the karnalo kashi arusa, that you warned her when she was an arusa. V'yisusra ukamashka lo kashi nesuya. And then the husband had nesuyin, married her, had nesuyin with her, had beer with her, and then he made a drink to mehamorim. For the Gemara, mi botkolo, in such a case, does the Mayim help? For your Tanya, we learned like this, the Pasuk says, v'niko ish meyavin, that the husband has to be clean from the Avera. That means that the husband, whenever he found out, he has a doubt if his wife lived with this man or not, he did not live with her. Now the husband for sure is clean from any Avera. In other words, once his wife lived with another man, his wife is also to him. So if the man, the husband himself, knows for sure he did not live with her from the time the doubt came up, then the water helps. But if the husband knows that he lived with his wife after he had doubts whether she lived with another man, the water doesn't help.
That's the pshat for nikoish. The husband has to be clean, meyovin. So we dashim bizman shreish menuka meyovin hamayim boitkim es ishtoim.
If the husband for sure did not live with his wife after he had kina, after he warned her not to be with the man, then the water helps.
The Einish Menuka Meyovin. But let's say the husband, no, even after the husband warned his wife to stay away from that man, still the husband lived with her. And really, he shouldn't have, because it's a suffix, maybe she's a soita. So the husband is not Menuka, not clean from this oven. Then the klal is, Ein Amayim Boitkim Es Ishtoi.
Then the water does not check out. Like even if the Isha drinks the water, nothing happens to her, there's no proof that she's Torah. It could be that she was Temeya, but the water doesn't check out anymore.
So you can't say here the case is the husband warned her because she was Marusa. Because if the husband warned her then the husband had no right to make an nisuin with her. The husband had no right to live with her.
So that can't be the case that the mehamar, she drinks the mehamarim, and she has to swear.
So more says, Elo, the case has to be the carnal law because she Arusa.
True, you made a kino, you warned her when she was Marusa.
But Yisrael, and she had stiri afterwards, she was alone with that man.
So you have a doubt, maybe she's also to you.
But true, you did not make real nisuin, you did not live with them, but just for nichna sol chupa, for le nivolo.
All you did now, the husband just made a chupa.
He did not live with her.
And since the husband did not live with her, therefore the husband is still called menuka meyavin.
The husband is clean, he did not do an aveira.
And still we say what? That the meyamorim helps, that she's called a soita, that she drinks.
The chura shmamid of me is a proof that yesh chupa lepsulais.
Why does she drink? She only in the suya drinks, and Arusa does not drink.
Helamayda, because says tachas ishech,
so Saraya, this chupa is a kinyan.
This chupa makes it that now the wife is called tachas ishech.
She's called your wife with nisuyin.
And therefore it's a kinyan, this chupa, even though this is called chupa of sula.
Because the mice, you're not allowed to live with your wife now.
Because since you made Eric Kedushin with her,
and she had kino stira, you warned her, that she was alone with that man, she has a din saiter on her, that she's also to you.
So Luchur, according to Shmuel, when the husband now makes a chuppah with her, the chuppah should not be kaina.
There should be no din for her to drink the meyamorim.
Since here the Mishnah says clearly, still she drinks the meyamorim, mashma the chuppah is kaina.
There is a kinyan.
The husband is kaina his wife with the kinyan is suing now with this chuppah, even though he's not allowed to live with her.
So it's a raya to rab, it is say, yesh chuppah lepsulais.
Therefore, she drinks the meyamorim, and she has to swear, amen, that I did not have znus when I was Narusa.
So Mar says, no, Omar Rav answers back, but Tizbro, like, is this a smara? You write what you're saying.
Dorma Teretz, is this a terrace? Is this a good answer?
For Kiosi Rebbe Acho Bar Chanina, Midroimo, when he came from the south. Osi came, V'yaisim Astisim B'yodi, brought up rice in his hands. That Udash in the Pasuk says, Mi Balo De Ishech. That what, that she had no other, she didn't live with any other man, only her husband.
Mashma, though, that she did live with her husband. That's when she has a din saita, that she drinks the water checks her out.
So we dashin, Misha kodma shchiva zbal boil.
Only if she at least once lived with her husband. If she once had not just tam chupa, but she had to live with her husband. And then there's a case of stira, then kino, that the husband warned her to stay away from another man, that they were found to be alone, that's when then she has to drink the meyamorim.
But not in this case here, telling me, shekod mashchivas boyo lebal.
If the case here is only that the husband only made a chuppah,
he did not make nisuin, he didn't live with her yet.
So then, there's no din stira, there's no din to drink the meyamorim.
The meyamorim only helps if the seder was that first the husband made nisuin and lived with his wife, the heter. And then later it came out that he was jealous that he found her being around with another man, and he found to have stira with her. That's when the meyamorim checks her out.
But here in this case, that the oni and chupa did not live together, it's not called nibalo da yishech. It's not called she was with the husband first.
So that can't be the case here of an arusa drinks the meyamorim.
So back to the kasha, how's the case that the Mishnah Raisa says, or the Mishnah Saita says, that there is a case that an arusa could drink the meyamorim?
So Gemara says, Omar Romi Bachoma, Mishkachasla, I'll give you a case, we can find a case, we're going Shebole Arusa Bebeis Aviyah.
Henechanami, we're talking about now, all the husband made was Erison. He only was Mekadish's wife.
And the Morris times used to make Kedusha now, and make Nisuyin well over a year later.
Now the Maisa was, before the husband made Nisuyin, he lived with her.
Chleis the Shalos called Nusa, not this, the Rabbonin it is, It's not a nisa v'raisa, because the maisa, she's your wife, you're makadisha. But that was the case, that he was born there, he lived with her when she was still in Arusa b'Sevilla. So in such a case, now it's good to become a saita. If afterwards the husband sees that she's another man, and warns her, and they found out they were together, she's called a saita. And in such a case, the husband was Manuka Miyavans there, he didn't live with her a second time, and it's called Mibalada Ishech, because the husband lived with her one time. That's called the case that a Narusa does have to drink the Meyamar. For the Gemara, that's the case of Narusa Lechura de Gavosa Gam Shemeras Yovim. The Mishnah also says that she has to swear that when she was a Shemeras Yovim, also she didn't live with anybody else. So what's a Shemeras Yovim? That the husband, the brother died. And before the Yovim made Yibum, now we have a Chash, maybe she has Nus with somebody else. So still the Yovim can be Mashka. So where's the case? Again, we're back to Kasha. How could the Yovim make a drink? Lechur, it's not called Mibal de Ishech. The Yovim didn't live with her yet. Elamai, you want to answer me the same teretz. Shabol le Yovim beis chamiya. That the Shemeras Yovim, when she still went back to her father's house, the Yovim came and lived with her. Vice is not l'shem mitzvah Yibum, but Stam l'shem znus. That's the case that the Yovim had a din, Mibal de Ishech, that the Yovim lived with her first. Fred Gemara, that's the case.